Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Advance in the playoffs, the goal set from ownership. One of the many things Tom Gore said in his letter to the fans. Much better letter this time than last time.
Yes, this is correct.
We don't have to set aside winning. We are very much focused on winning, and they will have advancing. The resources. And advancing, progress, what a concept. Love seeing that. Okay, with the Lions, we brought this up. They have five of the best 25 under 25. And this is a recurring theme. The same thing was true last year, even with Amon-Ra St. Brown no longer qualifying, even though Aiden no longer qualifies. They're well represented. It's a hierarchy exercise. Sewell, Branch, Gibbs, Laporta, Joseph all made the list. Mm-hmm. J-Mo didn't. Where does he fit in the hierarchy of Lions quality young players? Because I don't think he should be ahead of Sam Laporta. Sam Laporta is more integral to what this football team does. Sam Laporta, some of it's the position he plays, better blocker, but also more reliable on third down, red zone, finishing drives. You want to go for it, short yardage, a little play action to Laporta. J-Mo, I wouldn't put him in this list.
It's tough because both guys unlock different parts of the offense. And when we saw J-Mo come on this year, the threat of going deep, the threat of the speed, anybody that matches up with him is going to be 3 yards deeper than they normally would be. And if I'm going to line up 5 yards off the line of scrimmage and give a little bit of a cushion, but enough to where I can react to where this receiver is going, watch how every other corner or defensive back lines up against him. They got to give him a cushion. And I think when you look at that in the context of what John Morton said of a breakout season for J-Mo, I think there's a lot of different ways that they could use him, not just sending him deep, but some crossing routes, some things across the middle where early in the career, he had some drop issues.
Yes.
Those have, for the most part, gone away. And I think there are, not only can he have a breakout year, I think there are much more to this offense that can be unlocked. Everybody wants to know, well, what's going to happen with this offense without Ben Johnson? I think a fresh set of eyes looking at the talent that they have, and not ignoring what Amon-Ra St. Brown or Laporta or Gibbs or anybody brings to the offense, but what J-Mo can do to help all of those other guys.
Yeah, like I like having a player of J-Mo's skill set because it keeps safeties honest and lets the Lions get back to what they do, which is pound the rock, play action pass. But part of the play action passing game is your tight end at Sam Laporta. I think that's just more of the bedrock who this football team is. Sam Laporta's had big playoff moments, big red zone touchdown catches. I think he's the more quality, dependable player. And I know his numbers went down from his first season to his second season. I have a feeling you want to talk about big years coming up. Sam Laporta is going to be a key cog in this offense.
There's no question. My question to you is, if, let's just say this year, Amon-Ra St. Brown stays fairly consistent with right around 1,200 yards, somewhere between 12 and 1,300 yards.
Okay.
J-Mo's numbers go up from 1,000 to right around 1,200 yards.
So he, yeah, sure.
Okay. Another 200 yards. At that point,
where's it coming from?
Well, okay, it could just be an addition.
Okay.
You know, or is where is it coming from? Yeah, I know that there could be, you know, less yardage by somebody else, but if that's the case in terms of long term, if you've got two receivers that are 1,200 yard receivers, how is he not a part of the future?
Well, he'll have the fifth year option, and then the conversations will be about extensions.
Right.
But can you extend him at, I mean, can you have two receivers? I mean, they don't want to pay two edge rushers. They're going to pay two receivers because receivers are a pricey position, and Holmes has even said that outwardly when discussing the long-term plans of these contracts.
Well, the focus of this team, the focus of what Brad Holmes has done has always been putting together the best offense possible. And so characteristics say, yeah, he would be a part of it, but it becomes, what do you have to sacrifice? Because we've seen with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, like they're doing that, but they're balking at Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, which is silly to me.
I mean, they can't even pay one edge there because they pay two receivers. So,
right.
See how it's all intertwined?
It is.
I'm very perplexed with J-Mo's future right now. My gut is he's blossoming late and that he's could turn into kind of a special player in this league, a dynamic playmaking type player. Like I was telling you in the break, and you like the comp. I think he's got the chance to realize the potential that Hollywood Brown didn't, meaning a deep threat, a playmaking guy that can do versatile things on the field, but Hollywood had the drop.
So you know what that guy though is though, and it's important, but it's not like your foundation piece. Hollywood Brown's not one of the 5 to 6 critical young players on your football team. He's a cherry on top the sundae. Like that's what J-Mo is to this offense. He's the cherry on top, right? He takes the top off the defense. He lets you do the fun, exciting stuff. But you're talking your ice cream and your hot fudge. I mean, that is your offensive line. That is your run game. That's your tight end, your play action pass. That's who this football team is.
A candy on top of the dessert.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I think if J-Mo leaves, we'll sit back and watch some highlights down the road that we wish he was still here. But you can't have everything that you want. You can't.
No, it is. It's like a sundae in that way, right? Okay. Yeah. The offensive line's the ice cream. It's the base.
Yeah. Or the brownie.
Or sure. Well, the brownie.
Who's the brownie on the lines? 2-4-8.
I would argue, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown is pretty critical. So he's one of those prime toppings. Whatever whipped cream goes on most Sundays, fudge. I mean, the prime topping is St. Brown. Your secondary topping to me is Laporta. Your third topping of this offense is
sprinkles.
J-Mo, sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Yes. Is that the new nickname for him? Sprinkles. Hey, sprinkles.
The fireworks of the ice cream. Sprinkles.
Come on. Smarm alarm.
Yeah, we can get red, right, white,
sorry,
and blue.
Sorry. But anyway, just how you guys viewed this. The Lions well represented again, but J-Mo not on the list. Do you view him as part of this core in this nucleus? I mean, these are the questions that they're going to have moving forward. How much of this is what the Lions did in the draft, John? They didn't take a receiver in the first or the second, but they traded multiple thirds to get a player that Brad Holmes has publicly praised, said he was his favorite receiver in the draft. Does it give you any indication of J-Mo?
Well, it may be his favorite receiver in the draft, but I mean, if you go back to J-Mo's draft, was J-Mo his favorite receiver in that draft? And so now he's picking between two of his favorites, and one may cost more. Well, yes. So at that time, one's going to cost more.
No,
but
I'm saying next year, if he has to make a call, one's on a rookie deal and one's going to be on a fifth year with a big extension.
But what's the cap for Tesla? Is it?
It's going to be minimal, right?
Wide receiver 2? I mean, like, no, I'm talking about in when you're making that decision on whether or not you're going to keep J-Mo. Can he fill the role of J-Mo? And I would say no.
Well, how much does he show this year? I think we'll help answer that. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797 says, I can't wait for J-Mo to be a free agent with Kansas City and turn into a Hall of Famer because people in the city don't appreciate him enough. Let him go to KC and see what happens. First of all, KC already has their J-Mo. It's Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, their speed guy.
Yeah, they've got their speed guy. He's a good player.
Yeah, but just imagine him in Buffalo.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that seems like it would be a no-brainer for Buffalo because they didn't address the offense in this draft, and they took a lot of heat from it. The GM got in a little spat with the media about it. That could be a landing spot for him, and then look out if that happens.
Yeah, but I could go the other way. What if he ends up in an organization that's not stable? You know what I'm saying? Like a team that's got money to burn, doesn't have a culture, needs a player. They throw him a bag. He sees tougher coverage. He'll still be explosive. But this idea that, like, I think some of his success is because he is in this offense. I mean, it's
yes,
for as much as
but
you
it could
say,
also
he benefits,
be limited because he's in this offense.
Yeah, but I'm talking about an offense where the safeties are in conflict. Like in another offense where they don't run the ball as effectively, you are going to get more blanket coverage and too high, and J-Mo's going to have a harder time because you've conceded his route running is still a work in progress, right?
I don't think I conceded that.
Okay, it's gotten better.
It's gotten better, but his route running is just different. It's a different style than Amon-Ra St. Brown because speed kills.
Yeah.
And when you have to play off of a guy an extra 2 or 3 yards, then all of a sudden, that's why I think there is so much to unlock. And I don't think it's out of line for John Morton to say, yeah, J-Mo could have a breakout season because there are many more ways that you could use him other than just, hey, J-Mo, on 7 of these 8 plays, we want you to go deep as fast as you can. And we'll hit you on maybe one of them.
Boys, if Tesla is good, there's no discussion. J-Mo's gone. Smitty in a car says J-Mo is Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, I think he's more than that.
I think you might be sleeping on what Deshaun Jackson was at his peak.
Well, no, I saw Deshaun Jackson.
I like that comp, actually.
Deshaun Jackson had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different 1,000-yard seasons in the National Football League. But I don't think that's the slander that you took it as.
No, I'm not saying slander. I think J-Mo's better.
Okay, he had a 1,300-yard season his last year with the Eagles. Deshaun Jackson did.
As a number one receiver.
82 catches, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. Made the Pro Bowl.
He was a very roller coaster player, though.
Yeah, and so was J-Mo.
And it would be like a 3 catches for 113 and a touchdown because he'd bust one.
Right.
You know? So I like that comparison.
High yard per catch. I mean, like, for his career, averaged 17 yards per catch, Deshaun Jackson.
Which is exactly what J-Mo will average less, or almost at 17.3.
Yeah, now some seasons peaked at over 20 yards a catch, which I wouldn't rule out J-Mo.
No.
Having a season like that.
That's why, I mean, so when you're talking about running routes, Amon-Ra St. Brown runs precision routes because he doesn't have the speed that J-Mo has. J-Mo doesn't have to run those precision routes, but he's still a really good route runner.
Reliability alone, I take Laporta over J-Mo. No distractions. Makes the tough catches on third down. He's a winning player. And Texture says, I'm not giving 3 of the guys on that list a second contract after their rookie deals. No extension for Laporta, Gibbs, and he says Williams. Williams wasn't on the list.
But. Right. So I think we're going to be going down this road unless they address it with Jahmyr Gibbs early, like they did with Amon-Ra, Penei, and all of these guys that are getting new contracts. The expiration date of a running back, and part of Gibbs, who has not been hurt, is his explosiveness.
Yes.
And at some point, you talk about, like, if I lost a step as an offensive lineman, right, technique and experience and all of those different things could help me make up for it. If he loses a half a step, that's a huge hit to his effectiveness.
John, you could tell me if I'm wrong on this. It's the difference between a 4-yard run and a 40-yard run in some cases.
Oh, yeah. You when he bounces things out to the outside, when we talk about J-Mo and those reverses that don't lose yardage, like the reason it doesn't lose yardage is because he's just faster than everybody else on the field. It's the same thing with Jahmyr Gibbs. When he bounces those balls to the outside, he's just faster than everyone else on the field.
Look, it's a good problem to have. Lions have had 5 in the top 25 under 25 for back-to-back years. Some have extensions, some have not. J-Mo hasn't been on the list. It would beg the question, is he not one of these guys who's part of the long-term plan? It's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch all sports, and we got some great ones. The Final Four in basketball is all set. Hockey is getting ready to rock and roll. It's at Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, catch all the biggest games and moments at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You could chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view no matter where you are of their massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It was an ugly night. Throwing a rain delay, one you just want to forget about.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully they do today with a scoop will start.
As they didn't overly tax the bullpen, which is good. Got big games coming up this week. Cardinals series and the Guardians at the end of the week. All right, we brought up J-Mo. He was not listed in the 25 under 25. The Lions had five other players, but not J-Mo. Laporta was in there. Is he the more valuable pass catcher? Mm-hmm. Is J-Mo part of the core, the nucleus, the guys that you need to extend moving forward? And Ticket Texter says this is a big year for J-Mo. His floor is Hollywood Brown. His ceiling is Tyreek Hill. This will define his career this season. If he has a Tyreek Hill year, they'll keep him, even over St. Brown.
I don't know about that, but...
I don't think so either. The guy on the Ticket Text who compared him to DeSean Jackson, I thought was an apt comparison.
Yeah, it's not far off.
Big, explosive, multiple thousand-yard seasons, but DeSean Jackson's not a guy that's like the nucleus of my football team. He's not one of the 10 guys I'm building around, DeSean Jackson. So J-Mo's not a guy that I'm putting in that foundation bedrock nucleus.
You think he's a luxury piece?
He's a piece that I love having on my football team because he keeps safeties honest and he makes the offense dynamic and rounds it out. I'll enjoy J-Mo on the team this year, and they still have the fifth-year option if they want to go that route. But of all the guys who still haven't received extensions, Aiden was on the list a year ago, hasn't been extended. Brian Branch is on the list this year, hasn't been extended. Gibbs, I know running backs are a little different, but that's a consideration.
I don't think Branch is even eligible for an extension.
No, my point, though, is these are long-term considerations for the organization. Laporta, right, who's made the list back-to-back years, hasn't been extended. Jack Campbell, who's no longer qualifies,
eligible for this list, yeah.
But is another young player on a rookie deal. I mean, there are 5, 6, 7 players St. Brown's already been extended that I'd put ahead of J-Mo in terms of, you know, the line to get paid and fed and taken care of.
Yeah, and a lot does depend on this season, obviously, because it's timing. They're going to have to decide what they want to do with that fifth year next year. I mean, they have to pick it up.
And they did.
Yeah. And now it's going to be a matter of it's almost a Scooble conversation. Different levels, but you want to make sure that you don't lose an asset and get nothing in return. So if you're not going to extend him, does that mean you either have to trade him?
So this is the last year then?
Before the season?
Yeah.
Because once he gets to free agency, then you could tag him, but you better be ready to keep him.
You get a comp pick as well, so that's part of their decision is you got to be able to get more
than a late third.
Otherwise, you just run him out for his fifth year. And again, if you're still part of this too, is did they win the Super Bowl or not? You know, how desperately are they still tracking down that Super Bowl? Do they say, hey, we're willing to lose him for one more crack with him because we're on the edge and this is kind of our last year before the cap considerations really start to be a factor?
It's a fascinating conversation.
These next 2 years, it's why their window is not only 2 years, but these next 2 years, they can keep everybody and really have all the fruits of Brad Holmes drafting.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 years, tough decisions.
Tough decisions, but decisions we don't even know what those are yet because how are this year's draft, next year's draft, his track record is good. Like he just seems to draft Pro Bowl caliber players in those first couple of rounds.
Texter says, Costa, you're sleeping on J-Mo. Dude at 1,000 yards is the fourth option. Laporta's easier to replace and less vital to the offense.
I just disagree with that in regards to what he does in the run game. He's very good as an inline blocker, setting the edge. Like that's all part of it. J-Mo is a good blocker as well, but that's not part of what he's going to be featured on.
No, I mean, he's unselfish, J-Mo, in the run game, but Laporta's a key cog, a bigger part of their run game, and I think he's a bigger part of converting third downs and finishing in the red zone in the play-action pass. Laporta's a bigger piece.
Let me ask you this, and I know we got to get to news, but which piece unlocks the run game and Amon-Ra St. Brown more? Is it Laporta or is it J-Mo? If you had to pick between those two pieces about different parts of the offense that you want to unlock.
I want to mess with linebackers, so I think it's Laporta. Safeties matter, but linebackers closer to the line of scrimmage.
You might have an extra guy in the box.
Let me ask you this question, and then we'll move on. Who does Goff prefer? Who makes Goff a better quarterback?
That's a question only Goff can answer.
All right. Well, we'll have to ask him on the midday show later in the season. Yes. Pick. Let's go to Heather with the news.
So it's been a busy year for severe weather in Michigan, and tornadoes have been now a frequent sighting during these storms. And currently, Michigan's tornado season is among the most active ever. The National Weather Service has confirmed 25 tornadoes have touched down since since May 17th? Apparently so.
Wow.
Yes.
Which is a lot.
So this is 5 times more than what is usually recorded at the end of May. And while the record tornadoes in a year is still, we haven't reached that yet. It sounds like we're on pace to be one of the busiest years for tornadoes ever. So the most active month for tornadoes is June. So we've got more
buckle
to come.
Up.
Be prepared. Exactly. Let's see. The record for tornadoes in a single year stretches back to 1979 when 39 of them were confirmed. So wait, we're not that far off.
No,
we'll see what happens.
At all.
Are we getting like storm chasers now that we're getting more tornadoes?
Ooh.
Would you ever do that, John?
No.
I wouldn't be messing with that.
That necessarily that interest.
It would be cool, but it's not for me.
Yeah, no thanks. Yep.
I kind of am like a scaredy cat of severe weather. Like I want to see it from afar, but I don't want to be in it. Right? Like
most people probably don't want to be
in a tornado.
No, but some people do. Those storm chasers try to get as, I mean, I'm,
as close as they
can. I'm basing my knowledge off the movie Twister. So like, don't take, you know, I don't know much about storm chasers except for that.
Yes, okay.
Right. So who knows? Let's see. Oh, scientists have been studying remote work for 4 years and they've reached a very clear conclusion. That working from home makes people happier. not that surprising, but there's researchers that were part of this Australian study. It actually started before the pandemic. So they started looking at remote work before COVID hit, and it found that the flexibility of working from home significantly improved the well-being and happiness of employees and also transformed their relationship with their work. So the study found that people working from home got some more sleep. Makes sense.
No,
right?
No commute.
Ready,
right.
Commute. Yeah.
And because of that no commute, they're also having more productivity in their personal lives. So it found that you get about 10 extra days of free time per year from working from home based off of no commute. So you're able to do like
2 weeks vacation.
Right. So you're doing, you have more leisure time to do things that you choose to do. Eating habits changed, improved. Maybe
you're not going out to eat and grabbing.
Yeah. You're closer to your kitchen to fresh more healthy
ingredients.
Foods.
Yeah.
Also, they did find that productivity, as far as work productivity, was either maintained or improved when employees worked from home.
Like, clearly it depends on the line of work you're in, but it does make sense. Like, a motivated employee is going to give you, and a happy employee is going to give you better results.
Yes. And it did find, though, that if you were forced to work from home,
not
this
as good.
Wasn't always true.
Yeah,
it's when you choose.
Yeah, when you have the option.
Yes. When you have the
people
option.
People love options.
They sure do. Let's see. I don't have a lot of time. In fact, I have very little. I'll give you one more. Let's see. If it's graduation season, right?
Yes.
People are graduating. And Fortune.com just posted a list of the lowest paying college degrees right out of college. So if you studied any of these, start saving now or 10 years ago.
Not
who
looking
knows?
For an instant payday.
So these jobs were listed to make between $40,000 and $42,000 a year. If you study, number one, the worst is if you studied a foreign language. So French, let's say, was your
translator.
Major. Yeah, good luck with that. General social sciences, performing arts, anthropology, early childhood education, family and consumer sciences, general education, miscellaneous biological sciences, social services, and theology and religion.
Okay.
And then it did find what I thought was interesting is these careers, these mid-careers are calling, where it's like you've been in them for a while and you're still being underpaid. Not surprising. Education is right there. Early childhood education,
teachers,
followed by elementary education, which was my major.
Hard out there for those teachers.
Sure is. Which is a shame because we need great teachers.
I know. My mom was a teacher. I'm sympathetic to the teachers. It's hard out there. All right. Coming up next. The clutter of your life. Are the NBA or NHL playoffs breaking through? Is there a storyline you're interested in? Because tonight we begin the conference finals. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact.
No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Wrap up a couple texts on JMO, this texting debate that formed. Is he underappreciated? Texter says he is underappreciated. All the texts you're reading prove it. I can't wait till this year to see what we do. And another one says, I'm exhausted with the underselling of JMO. He's a one-of-a-kind weapon who can turn down or can turn any down into a touchdown with his speed. Go watch the reverse against Washington. Tell me he isn't an absolute stud. Signed, Rob. It's just a matter of you got to have priorities. You can't keep everybody.
Well, and then insert, well, we have to have another, you know, premier edge. So well, what do you want?
They don't, but even without adding another premier edge, yeah. You still can't keep everybody. And we highlighted all the guys that have made these 25 under 25 and guys that have already gotten paid or should be getting paid soon, Aiden Hutchinson. And it's just a question about JMO and his long-term prognosis here in Detroit.
Yeah, and some of it has to do with how creative they can get. Like, if they're just simply focused on keeping their own guys.
Yeah.
Drafting well, keeping their own guys. How creative can they get with contracts?
So that's out there for you. Want to look ahead to tonight and tomorrow. Your life's busy. You got a million things going on. You're focused on your first place Tigers. Are the NBA or NHL playoffs on your radar? And if they are, what's the selling point? Maybe you'll sell somebody else on watching these because, John, you were shaking your head.
Yeah, well, I'm somewhat out. Part of it is I wanted to be drawn in on Sunday with two game sevens.
Yeah.
And they were both duds. And so you're out and then you're looking at, okay, what is it going to be in, you know, the in essence, the semifinals? I could look at the Eastern Conference Finals and say, all right, I can get into the rivalry that is Knicks-Pacers.
Okay. History
the problem there. Is I want both of them to lose. and maybe that's enough for me to watch because I can't imagine Jalen Brunson being in the NBA Finals.
Or Halliburton, but one will.
But one will. But then it brings up all of the great battles between the Knicks and the Pacers in life's past.
How many times are we going to see Reggie Miller and Spike Lee?
And Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Some of those were great. And then you look on the West, and it's really about, to me, more, I think the Ant-Man usurps the current, you know, or the guy that we believe is going to be the current MVP in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's had a terrific year. And he is maybe the sole reason, maybe not the only reason, but the biggest reason why OKC is where they are.
Well, the NBA has like a passing of the torch going on right now. Like,
who's the next face of the NBA?
So, you know, LeBron and Steph and KD are the old guard, and they were part of that Olympic gold medal, and they're still hanging around, but none of them are left standing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And SGA, MVP, NBA champion, finals MVP, all on the table right now. I mean, he could grab the mantle. I think Ant is a guy people like watching. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's fun. He's
explosive.
And there's substance to him. Yeah. You're going to get two great closers in the East. and Halliburton, and we know all too painfully well, Brunson as well. So you're going to get some big finishes, I'm hoping, some close competitive games. I know the NBA has a tendency to get games get carried away and there's blowouts. The NHL, to me, has some storylines. Connor McDavid's quest for a Stanley Cup, Canada's quest for a Stanley Cup, it all circles on one guy and one team, and their road is not an easy one. The Dallas Stars have been to the West Finals two straight years, and they added Mikko Rantanen, who is another subplot to the NHL playoffs. The West is full of stars and stardom and trying to finally win a Stanley Cup. Dallas' last one was Mike Modano in the late 90s. The East is a little more if you're a hockey hockey snob. Like, you're going to get a forechecking, heavy, physical, kind of old-school hockey battle in the East with Carolina and Florida. I don't know if that draws the average hockey fan in.
No.
I think it's the McDavid storyline if you're looking for something in hockey.
Yeah, it's McDavid, it's Canada.
Yeah.
That's because, I mean, we all have that little celebration when the last Canadian team is eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yep.
And maybe it goes all the way to the Stanley Cup finals this year. Again, who knows?
Yeah, the delayed rendition of Whoa Canada. 248-539-9797. Some of your thoughts, guys. Tom in Flat Rock says, since the Pistons made the playoffs, I found myself enjoying the NBA more. Playoff basketball's better. The starters play 30 to 40 minutes. I've been watching a ton of games.
Oh, playoff basketball in the NBA is way better than the regular season. There's no question about it. But I think there are so many people that are turned off by the NBA that they missed some of the great aspects of playoff basketball.
Full Tigers mode, guys. I'm unaware of these conference finals you speak of. But again, I'm a slappy homer ready for a summer of Tiger Town.
That's it. If the Tigers weren't playing the way that they are right now, they weren't as good as they are, they weren't the best team in Major League Baseball currently, there would probably be more people that would be tuning in because what do we want to do? We want to listen to the Tigers. We want to watch the Tigers right now because they're good.
Can't get enough of them.
And in years prior, this was the time of year where they faded into anonymity.
You're right. And this year, they're in first place, 14 games above 500.
And you're kind of sitting on the edge of your seat every game. What's going to happen today?
John, after what I saw Brunson do to us in that hostile atmosphere, I can't imagine him not being in the finals. I hate him, but he's so good.
So it begs the question, too. I asked you this one earlier. You lost to the Knicks. Do you want the team that beat you to go on to win? Is there some solace that you could take in the team that eliminated you going on to win a championship or play for a championship? I would say no, because Brunson, when he was here in that series with the Knicks, became one of the most hated sports figures in Detroit.
Certainly recent Detroit sports history, yeah.
I think that question, John, only applies to college hoops. If you like, you're one of the favorites going into the tournament, and you get upset by a team that was maybe... I'll use this one for example. Let's say Michigan went on to win the national championship. They got to the final in 13. But if you're a Jayhawk fan and you lost because of the Trey Burke shot sent the game to overtime, you're kind of like at the time you're like, oh, I am so mad. I'm so mad, like upset. But then you see Michigan kind of pay it off. That Michigan was a quality team, probably underseeded. I'm really trying to sell this.
So I know fans do this.
I'm still not buying in.
No, but fans do this. I've seen like the social media, hey, if the Knicks win, then we can use this for Pistons agenda. It doesn't validate the Pistons because the Pistons would have had to go through all these matchups, and sports are all about matchups. And it doesn't prove that the Pistons are somehow the second best team in the East if the Knicks win this round.
All it does is allow you to dream.
Sure.
Because it'll be 7 years with seven different champs. The East, especially with the injury to Tatum, is totally wide open moving forward. And if you just improve a little bit, if you improve a little bit, do you get one more round? Or does the ball bounce your way and all of a sudden you're in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Does it speed up? So I'll give you an example. The Thunder.
Yeah.
They went from missing to second round and now the West Finals.
Yep.
The Timberwolves came out of nowhere. This is back-to-back Western Conference Finals for the Minnesota Timberwolves. The idea is when it clicks, it's going to click. If Cade hits one more gear, they beat the Knicks. And then if Tatum tears the... that's how fans
right,
talk.
Yep.
But you got to get one gear better. It doesn't validate what they currently do. It just shows you, hey, it's wide open moving forward.
And that's the experience of being able to play in the playoffs. Once, as fans, it gives you that opportunity to dream what could be moving forward. But if for the players, it's that experience of being up 20, losing a lead, and finding a way to finish teams off in game or in series.
And the thing is, with the if it's a Knicks-Timberwolves final, and that they made that trade
with each other, yeah,
Anthony Towns and Randall were the key pieces in that deal. You know, I remember when that happened. So I look back; it was October 3rd of 2024. So you were heading into camp. Camp may have been started already. And I remember when that happened, the Tigers were in the playoffs. So, and we all kind of just like, what's this about?
Yeah.
Because especially the T-Wolves moving towns after
they
made
made the Western Finals.
And so if those two do play each other, probably one of the great deal player for player trades.
All time.
All time. Yeah. The win-win trade for both teams.
I am surprised how well it's worked out for both of them. One more text says, not calling Joker the face of the NBA. Is wild. He's hands down the best player. Well, those aren't necessarily the same thing. Face of the league and best player.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's a superstar that...
wants no spotlight?
Yeah, that doesn't want it. And it's not that Ant-Man wants the spotlight, but he's got an infectious smile. The way he plays with the energy he plays with, it's just a completely different energy between those two players.
And if Ant starts getting hardware... when you start to cement yourself as the face of the league.
Yeah. Well, I mean, currently Joker has the hardware.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. But if Ant can cut into that, that's why you open the door to that conversation. All right, guys, what's hooking you, if anything, from the NHL or the NBA playoffs? And if something's not hooking you, I mean, this is kind of a dynamic where they've become more regional. You don't have a team.
You're out.
You're checking a box score at best. It's 97-1. All right, guys, weather has us getting ready to get out of here and head up north for the summer. So now's the time to hit the road in style with a deal from Moran Chevrolet. That's Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. Check them out and find out why. If you need a truck to pull your toys, haul your gear, work as hard as you do, at Moran you can lease the 2025 Silverado LT for $294 a month. That's $1,495 down. Strength, style, savings, all in one. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Find your ride fast, MoranExpress.com, or stop by. Great staff out on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Conference finals start tonight in hockey and in basketball. I don't know if either series, either sport, are breaking through. Is there a draw for Detroit? We got a great baseball team. It's possible this stuff's just faded into the background or you don't care. There's no draw. Texter says the Pistons, they're an interest for some people. We got back into playoff basketball again. You asked the question, are they Pistons fans rooting for the Knicks as some kind of validation? Pistons still aren't better than the Celtics without Tatum. Keep dreaming, from a Celtic fan in Livonia.
Say that again?
The Pistons still aren't better than the Celtics even without Tatum. Keep dreaming.
All right. Well, I mean, so it really comes down to, they may have more proven pieces. I don't think there's any question about that. Jaylen Brown.
But how about a year from now? Like, is Al Horford still there? Yeah, Porzingis can.
Grandpa Horford.
I mean, they're going to have to make some tough decisions on the back end of that roster. And the thought here is Cade's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Asar Thompson, a full training camp, getting better. Durin, what you saw in the second half of last season, getting a full season out of Ivy. That's if they keep everybody. There's always the possibility that they upgrade this offseason.
Yeah,
they're getting
and
better.
They should upgrade in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they're getting better. The Maple Leafs were the story for me, the ticket texter says. If they don't win a Stanley Cup by 2030, the next ring comes off the bottom and they won't be on the Stanley Cup again. Are you familiar with how the Cup? Yeah, every so often they got to lop off a layer and Leafs won't be included. That's awesome.
Didn't even think about it like that.
Tom brought this in. He goes, I want you to just get your reaction to this. He gave me odds for a couple things that could take place this offseason. Mitch Marner's next hockey team, odds.
Okay.
And Sidney Crosby's next hockey team, odds. The favorite for Mitch Marner, where is this from, by the way? You just gave me odds. Is this from something at least semi-credible?
BetOnline.org.
Yeah. All right. The Chicago Blackhawks, the favorite at 3-1 to land Mitch Marner. Followed by the Flyers, Penguins. Kyle Dubas, their general manager, was in Toronto. That makes sense to me. The Utah Mammoth, that's 6-1. Hurricanes, 8-1. And the Red Wings at 10-1 to land Mitch Marner.
Top six. There you go.
I don't know if Yzerman will pay the freight, highest and best, but I think he makes a lot of sense for Detroit. Somehow, we have better odds to land Sidney Crosby. 15-2. Explain that to me. Like, I think if Crosby ever left Pittsburgh, and I don't think it's a foregone conclusion he's leaving Pittsburgh, I think he could be a legacy guy, you would think he'd go to a Canadian team. He'd go to Montreal, who's the favorite 3-1, or a Maple Leafs, who are 18-1. That makes way more sense to me.
Yeah.
I would never be a Red Wing.
No, that would be interesting to throw out there. Would you accept it? It wouldn't make sense on the Wings timeline.
I mean, yeah, I'd accept it because he's a good hockey player, but yeah, he doesn't make any sense for the timeline.
Right. No, but it makes more sense when what Steve Yzerman has done, you're not going to give out as much term. I mean,
come play with Patrick Kane. We'll have the best team from 2010.
The smarm, the underlying tone of him is amazing. Like, when I hand him that sheet, it's great.
I gave you a puzzled look, I go, we're more likely to land Crosby than Marner. Is that how I'm supposed to read this list? Is this why this was brought into me?
Realistically, where's this Crosby chatter coming from?
I don't know. I mean, the fact that they're not going anywhere in Pittsburgh.
Well,
because they could trade him and still get decent value for him.
Yes.
Do him a solid. Send him somewhere he'd want to be. Get a return and do your rebuild.
Yeah.
You're at the final fork. If you're ever going to move him, you do it now because he's still got a couple years left and he can help the other team. Like, I would love to see him go to Toronto and for them to try to get it done with him. I think that would be a fascinating story.
Do you think they would ever trade him, though?
Probably not in the end.
He'd have to want to be traded.
So, I mean, the question, what would be more surprising? To wake up in the morning and see that Sidney Crosby was traded from Pittsburgh, or the reaction we had when we woke up and Dallas had traded Luka?
Oh, the Luka thing would still be more stunning to me.
Yeah, because in the prime, like the thought of the people who couldn't believe the Luka trade happened was you had a generational talent, superstar NBA player at 25 years old. I mean, that just doesn't get moved in sports.
Well, it doesn't, but I just can't see Sidney Crosby playing anywhere other than Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but if they mutually agree, if he... There is a part of him that he may care enough for the Pittsburgh franchise to say, I think it would be kind of cool to go to Canada, put me where I want to be so that I don't hemorrhage us.
So this last
That's what's
season,
happening to them right now. They're dying a slow death. Every year they just get a few less points.
Yep.
And it's like a slow death where you're going, no, it's like Alzheimer's. Somebody has it 15 years. Mm-hmm. It's horrible to watch.
Last year was a big step back for him, too. He was a minus 20. It's the first year he didn't make an all-star game. Either he's just going to retire here in the next year or two, or he's going to get one last crack with somebody else.
Well, you said the Patrick Kane thing. He could be seeing that from afar and saying, look, I could go somewhere else and maybe be productive. He has this underlying thing of wanting to play in Canada for a team.
Maybe. He's Canadian, one of the great Canadians of all time, right? I mean, that would be the last kind of piece of his mantle, right?
Right.
He's won gold, he's won cups, but he hasn't won a cup with Canada.
So Montreal is near where he grew up, right? Is that where
he's from? Nova Scotia.
Okay, so closer.
Well, that's where he was born. I guess I don't know where he grew up, but go ahead.
Right, so why are they the favorite? There's got to be some sort of reason.
Space, maybe.
Less pressure. If you go to Toronto, you are kind of...
Does he speak French?
I don't know.
We heard that doesn't pay very well, but...
Yeah, he's not making much money if that was his major. Right out of college, anyway.
He's been out enough.
French-Canadian. And if you're a good hockey player, probably pays a little more.
Tony can speak French. He could do a podcast with him, Lenny.
The full French podcast.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.